can sing again.
Today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
But I'm a teacher. I'm an apostle that teaches. I'm a bishop that governs. I'm a prophet that prophesies. I'm an evangelist that goes for souls. I'm a pastor that shepherds. I'm an all-in-one. I'm every man. And I want to do what God has called me to do in the 21st century. You can be Shaka Khan, but I'm every man.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Developing Greater Productivity in Life, Part 2. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 10.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and verse 10. And it reads like this: however, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it unto us, come on, by His Spirit. So what no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor mind has conceived or comprehended, God has revealed to us by His Spirit. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
And then in Proverbs 23, verse 7, the word of the Lord reads like this: for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. As he thinks, as she thinks in his heart, so is he. It is not what a person does that identifies. I know we go to actions, but really it starts with thoughts. For as a man thinks. And if you read that passage, you'll find out that Solomon said, be careful that you don't desire the delicacies of a person that you sit down to eat with. Because while you're eating the cake that they give you, they're thinking about the cost. Look at them. They're so greedy. They're so greedy. They're so greedy. That's what they're saying. He says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. People who are misers, if they're a miser and they serve you, they're saying, choke on it. Look at them. Because it's as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I know a lot of people like to get the bling bling. Oh, buy me this, give me that. But it's as they can say, they can buy it for you. But what do they think about you when they buy it for you? That's what you need to be concerned about. Yeah, go ahead and choke on it. I'm dealing with a series called Think Bigger. As a man thinks in his heart. It's not just negative. If you think bigger, you will be bigger. Today's message, developing greater productivity in life. Developing greater productivity in life. Part 2. Father, I give you praise for this morning's message, for the entire scope and the serve here at Truth. I thank you, Lord, that your people are here with receptive ears to hear. We have a mind to comprehend and perceive. Thank you for a spirit to contain, but a heart to receive. We give you praise for this moment. As I share the word, I pray for accuracy. For where there is no vision for our lives and future, the people perish. Where there is no unfolding plan or unveiling of truth, the people perish. Where there is no father's heart and mother's touch, the people perish. Where there is no business plan, businesses fail. Where there is no plan, no heart for children, schools fail. So So thank you for that, the rallying point here at Truth Revealed. And as we go forth in hearing this message, thank you for the manifestation and the greater productivity that will come from your people. I give you glory, praise, and honor for this moment. And we salute you in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands and give him the glory. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. With that backdrop, it's hard to trust anybody, because the scripture is clear. It's not what people do, it's about how they think. Our vision here at Truth Revealed is to change lives by reforming minds, or to correct how we think, that we might transform our communities and advance the kingdom. I'm going to talk about potential and productivity today, because I believe the Lord spoke to me to tell you that there is a greater measure of productivity in your lives that he wants to surface, that he wants to come alive, that he wants to manifest this year in your life. Years ago, we used to do a confession of faith before I would teach every service. Over 15, 18 years ago, every service. I pulled back on it because our people were becoming so relaxed about it, they weren't taking it to heart. Like, you can do something so often that people just lose the importance of it. That's why we don't do communion every week. We do it once a month. But I do believe that God wanted me to bring us back, at least for this message, to the confession of faith for this message. And I want you to start confessing, because faith comes by hearing. Come on. And hearing by the word of God. And how can they hear without a preacher or distinct call? And how can that preacher preach unless God sent it? Some people are called and some people have been sent. And some people just picked up briefcases and they went with no call at all. And so the confession of faith from authentic men and women of God is important. And when you find a voice that you're tied to, that God is using to tweak something in you or to cause something in you to leap. Glory to God. When you find that voice, you need to connect with it. Amen. The Bible says when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, that she was overshadowed with the presence of the Lord, and that she would be having the Messiah. The Bible says the baby in her leaped in her womb. And you got to get around people that make what's in you, your potential, your creativity, leap for joy. I think I'm speaking to a few people in here today that have something on the inside. You know that there's something greater in you, and you need to think bigger. And I'm speaking to that baby in you, the fetus in you, that God will cause it to kick and make you uncomfortable with status quo or with mediocrity. So we need to confess this word. Repeat after me, this is my Bible. I need everybody to do it. Come on, y'all. Y'all with me? Come on, say it with me. This is my Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me. I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. My mind is accessible. I am quick, sharp, and receptive to the word of God. I can't quit. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name, come on. Amen. I can't quit. I can't die, because there's too much life in me, too much potential. I got something on the inside that's kicking. Glory to God. I got something on the inside. We used to sing a song, something on the inside. Working on the outside brought about a change in my life. Glory to God. I'm asking God to let the wheel in you turn. Glory to God. Let that potential kick inside of you. Make you uncomfortable with mediocrity. In Jesus, please write it down. In Jesus, say in Christ.
In Christ.
In Christ. Notice what I'm saying. This is not a self-help message or an empowerment message alone. But in Christ, you have unlimited potential. You have an unlimited capacity to do. In Christ, you have an unlimited capacity to do or to accomplish. In Christ, you have an unlimited capacity to do, to accomplish unfathomable things. Things that you haven't been able to comprehend or to articulate in your mouth, from your mouth. I think it says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into. I believe that's the book. I just read it. Can someone say amen?
Amen.
We're creating a rapport when I'm speaking. You can say amen to me. Because I want you to tie into what I'm saying. I'm not your favorite preacher that whines when he preaches. I wish I can do it, because if I could sing and preach, I would hook it. I would have a hook with it and then go high and modulate. And get you out of here. But I'm a teacher. I'm an apostle that teaches. I'm a bishop that governs. I'm a prophet that prophesies. I'm an evangelist that goes for souls. I'm a pastor that shepherds. I'm an all-in-one. I'm every man. And I want to do what God has called me to do in the 21st century. You can be Shaka Khan, but I'm every man. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so it's important for you to know that God is giving you unlimited potential. You have in Christ now unlimited capacity. I have to tie that in because this is not just a self-help message, an empowerment message without tying it to your faith in Jesus. There, Clark has potential. There is a power of man. Every building that you see in New York City or in Miami came from someone's vision and their resources. So man can do things. But we have been called in ecclesia out of the masses, called and stamped by God with his insignia to build kingdom dynamics. Not just the building for our own glory. Not a monument to our own prowess, but to build his kingdom and to establish it. And you may have lost your way. Something happened along the way to get us off track. But the voice that you're called to is bringing you back to the center of the road and to your original purpose in life. And that is to build God's kingdom. That's what God called Clark to do. Is to build his kingdom. And that's what I'm assigned to do. I wanted to be a physician. I am, that's right. I'm doing surgery even now. I wanted people to say, Dr. Clark, emergency. I wanted to sit by bedsides and say, tell me about your life with my stuff on. How can I help you? You know, you eat too much salt. Now, I can give you these pills, or you can cut back on the salt intake and drink more water, and your life will be better. And if you drink more water, you won't need as much lotion. You're trying to fix it topically, but if you go internal now and nourish yourself inside, you won't need as much topical. God had a different plan for Merton Clark, and that is he wanted me to do spiritual surgery and spiritual bedside manners, because some of us are in ICU as it relates to fulfilling our call. Somebody else is taking care of us. because we can't take care of it ourselves. And I want to get you out of ICU with this injection, with this intensive, with this infusion, so we can get up and move and do what God has called us to do. So what I'm about to share with you as I continue the message, remember, it's in Christ. You have a reservoir of potential in Christ. We're not just talking about the power of man, but in Him, you can do all things. In Jesus, we have unlimited capacity to do, to accomplish unfathomable things, things that the mind has never been able to comprehend, to conceive or comprehend. Thank you, Lord. I think the Bible says God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask. Look, I like this, or even think, according to that power that's in us. Then He placed the power. He placed that power, the treasure, in an earthen vessel. In an earthen vessel, a clay pot. Even crack pots. Amen. I leak. Get around me enough, you'll see I leak. I limp. But He still puts treasure inside. And this is how He keeps us humble. Son, this is how He keeps us humble. He puts something rich on the inside of us and then allow us to limp, to let you know you can't do it without me. I know you got gifts and talents, but I don't want you to go out there in the world without me. I want you to bear my name. Actually, when the Lord called me, I said, man, I got too many problems. He said, I know. I know. I said, they're going to laugh at me. He said, I know. I'm sending you because I don't want you. I know you won't bear your name. You can't. I want you to bear mine. It's in my name that bodies are healed. It's in my name that sicknesses and diseases are eradicated. It is in my name that souls are saved. I will write off your past. This is what He said to me, by signing my name in your future. I don't want you to preach Merton Clark. You may hear me call my name, but I preach Jesus. Your potential is tied to Him. Don't forget it. Many people forget it and start thinking about Atlas or fineness or dimes. That's not what's going to get you over, because you've been called and marked by God to do something great in the earth. Thank you, Lord. I want you to think about capacity building. Say capacity building. Actually, right now, I'm constructing a greater capacity for you to do great things. Capacity building. Some of us are satisfied with the capacity we have, but I believe Isaiah said, lengthen your cords. Glory to God. Strengthen your stakes, for you shall break forth on the right and on the left. Because God is about extending capacity. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I know you've done great things in your life, but God says you can think bigger. I know you've accomplished great things, but I want to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. So if you came in here with a mediocre mindset, I'm challenging that, and I'm going to grind it into the fine flour so we can blow that mindset away and you can get back on track to be what God told you you can be. And it's above in it. It's above anything that you ever thought about in your past. Glory to God. Capacity building, the term is powerful. It's extraordinary. Talking about your abilities. Capacity building, I'm talking about your processes. Capacity building, I'm talking about resources. God wants you to have more resources, more processes, more capacity, More abilities? Yes. He can even take what you have now and build on it. Thank you, Lord. When I was a young man, I used to play the guitar. They used to call me B.B. King, the young B.B. King. Meow. I didn't name my guitar Lucille, but I could play it though. Meow. I could play it. I'm telling you right now, I could play. Meow. Make my sounds, hit chords, do all of that as a teenager. I took my guitar to Titusville High School every year on my shoulder like that, walking down the street with it every day. Nobody said a word about it. And when I sat in the gym, I played, and they gathered around me to hear me play. I didn't say anything, but I can play. When that song came out, Freak Out, I played it for them. But I learned now, if you're going to grow in music, you got to start with notes and a good grip on the bar as you deal with a guitar. You got to start with notes. And from that, you build. Thank you, Lord. If you learn to play by ear, you got to listen to the music instead of saying, I got it. A lot of people, they don't understand that if you want to develop your ability to play music, you got to really listen. I'm talking about 1,000 times. Listen before you try to play. I got it. No, listen. And then match what you hear to how you put your fingers on the keys. But you got to listen first. And that capacity to listen will help your abilities. If you listen well, some people think, well, the man holds me back because he don't let me preach. He preaches all the time. But if you listen to what I'm saying and follow the outline and then study the outline, when it's time for you to preach, you will be bigger and broader than anybody around you because you're listening and you're tying the truth together that when you speak, you'll have something to say. And you just won't be a praise the Lord everybody type preacher. Looking for somebody to identify with what you said that's being said all around the world anyway, you will have something for them to draw from. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, you have unlimited capacity to do some great things. This term is very powerful, capacity building. I want you to hear something. I don't want you to settle for your own personal capacity square footage right now. I don't want you to settle for your own personal square footage of capacity. Say if you have right now 2,000 square feet of capacity. Don't settle for that. What if God wanted to give you 30,000 square feet of capacity or unlimited? Don't settle for your personal square footage, capacity, square footage right now because God wants to extend it. This is how he does it. He makes sure that you have a foundation that's extended. Not walls that are up. Foundation will extend first, then walls can go up. Many believers got saved and that's all they think Christianity is. He saved me from my sins and I'm going to heaven. I escaped hell. They don't see that he wants you to build kingdom on this earth. That there's a greater productivity for you. Resources, because we like that, but the capacity to generate it. Do you know you have the capacity to have multiple streams coming in when you sleep? Money makes money. Ooh, that baby, preach.
Oh, my man preaching. That man's preaching.
Y'all didn't hear it. Y'all be quiet. The babies will say it. Bishop, preach, preach, Bishop.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Developing Greater Productivity in Life, Part 2, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2304-2311. That's reference number 2304-2311.
Ladies, remember to join Pastor Sabrina Sundays at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary for Women's Sunday School. High school seniors, the Truth Revealed Scholarship is for you if you plan to attend college. The annual Trim Excellence Award application period is open until Wednesday, May 31st. Email career.college@truthrevealed.org to request an application.
Abishai Inspired Men. It is time to huddle and strategize on maximizing your potential as a kingdom man. Join Bishop Clark and special guests in the Fellowship Hall on Saturday, May 13th at 9 a.m.
Vacation Bible School 2023, Ready, Set, Move, is scheduled for Monday, July 17th through Friday, July 21st from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Children will move to follow Jesus here, there, and everywhere with this engaging hands-on experience. Get more details and registration information in the Truth Reveal mobile app or log onto our website, truthreveal.org, to register your children ages 2 through 6th grade.
New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.